Today we have celebrity branding expert Nick Nanton in the studio to share tips on how to improve your personal brand and how to market yourself to others. For those of you who don't already know, Nick is a best-selling author of the book Celebrity Branding You. He's been featured on CBS, NBC, Business Week, USA Today, and the New York Times and Forbes, among others. And he has worked with a number of celebrities to help them improve their personal branding. On top of that, an Emmy Award-winning director and producer. As a social media consultant, I've found that there's nothing more important than developing your personal brand and identifying the PR and marketing outlets to effectively connect with the right fans and customers. Today, personal branding extends well beyond just having a website, business cards, and a Facebook page. We're going to hear from Nick on strategies to consider in developing your brand and how to leverage media, marketing, and public relations to take your business to the next level. So Nick, thank you very much for taking the time to sit down with us for an interview today.
My pleasure, man. Glad to be on the show.
So as most listeners know, you have a law degree and you started your career in the entertainment industry. Can you explain why creating a personal brand, whether for yourself or a business, is so important and what attributes to consider in the marketing process?
Sure. Well, I try to break things down and always make them easy. I mean, in branding, media, marketing, PR, people always try to make it more complicated than it is, and it's my goal to show that it doesn't have to be complicated. Most people just try to make it complicated so they can try to, you know, dupe you out of some money. So I'm going to make this easy. Here's the deal. People pay the most money for who you are, not what you do. That's just a fundamental concept. People pay the most money for who you are, not what you do. So, you know, when you want to work with someone, whether it's an attorney or agent or real estate broker, I mean, you're willing to pay more to work with the person you want to work with because of who they are, because there's only one of them. It's just the way it is. Or if you want a certain dentist to do your dental work, or, I mean, it can go to any business, right? So people pay more for who you are than what you do. Particularly the higher up the income ladder you get. The more affluent the person is who's doing the transaction, the more they want to pay for the guy or the girl who can solve their problem. They're not looking for a bunch of solutions. They're looking to hire the person who can solve the problem. So again, you get paid more for who you are than what you do. Then on top of that, your brand is what allows you to do that. I mean, core of all this. And so your brand, a lot of people just get, you know, really try to convolute what your brand is. But here's how I like to explain it. Your brand is your story. It's as simple as that. Your brand is your story. Now, how effectively you tell that story dictates really two things. How many people you can help with what you have to offer and how big your bank account can get. I don't know if I missed a part of the question there, but I like to start there when we talk about branding and media marketing and PR.
No, I actually think you got it. You're a best-selling author with nearly a dozen books. What was your inspiration behind writing Celebrity Branding You? And what are some of the key takeaways from the book for listeners?
Well, I mean, the reason why I wrote the book, I was encouraged to do it by my partner, Jack, because I was practicing law and I never wanted to practice law. I actually went to law school to become an entertainment lawyer, but the whole business, I wanted to run a record label and I knew it was a smart thing to go to law school. The whole business changed, Napster, but I knew I could make a living and I had my first son a week after I took the bar exam and I knew I got married after my first semester of law school. So I had a family and I needed to take care of them. I knew I could do that by being an entertainment lawyer and it was more of a people job, not just paper. That's just kind of entertainment law allows you to do more deal making than a lot of other kind of just paper pushing legal jobs. Not that I'm knocking those, it's just not my thing. So we utilized my partner's skill sets in personal branding and direct marketing. He had marketed and sold over $1 billion worth of products and services through personal branding and direct marketing. And I had a skill set beyond entertainment law in, you know, media creation and celebrity buzz building and PR. So we combined all four of those skill sets to build me as one of the top entertainment lawyers in the country. It worked so well that I didn't want to do it anymore because I just didn't want to practice law. So I decided I want to go out and teach people how to do that for themselves because I knew it would work in any industry. We had really come up with formula that worked. So in order to get out into kind of the teaching speaking marketplace, my partner just said, hey, look, you're going to need a book. So we came up with the title Celebrity Branding You. We wrote the book in order to share our secrets, share our strategy and how to do it. And what most people just don't realize is that whenever you write a book or a special report or a blog post, you should give away all your best information for free. Because when you do that, people are going to say two things. Number one, wow, I just got that for free, or in the case of a book, next to nothing. Imagine what I get if I paid that person some money. And that's really what they think. And number two, it's, you know, I can give you a book that'll teach you how to make, you know, a website jump up and down, flip backwards. I can give you a website that teaches you how to do advanced calculus to make a better kitchen or whatever it is. But you don't want to do it. You just want to hire the guy who's the expert. And if you can prove you're the expert by giving away your best information, it will prove you the expert. So that's why we wrote the book. Some of the best takeaways, it really just tells you step by step how to build your persona online and offline. I mean, one of the biggest things is, you know, building an audience, building a list of people who actually care about what you have to do. Don't worry about the masses, worry about your niches. You've probably heard the slogan, there's riches in niches. There absolutely are. So instead of trying to reach 10,000 people, you know, try to reach 100 people and drip on those people online and offline with different offers, different types of media, CDs, DVDs, postcards. You can actually build a really solid business on not very many people. Most people go out in the marketplace looking for blockbusters. I think you can have a lot more success with niche busters because it's a lot easier to, you know, you can't afford to reach everyone, so don't try, you know, narrow in on an audience who actually wants what you have, you know, and don't worry about ego. Just worry about those people and narrow down on them and then work with them. And market to them through direct media, as I'd call it, which is, you know, direct marketing stuff. The other thing I would say that's just important is another way to look at that is a lot of people say they want to make $1 million. Well, there's a bunch of different ways to make $1 million. You know, you can go and find one person to give you $1 million. You can go find, you know, 10 people to give you $100,000. You can go find 100 people to give you $10,000. And that's probably, that's kind of sweet spot for me. 100 people to give you $10,000 is, to me, way easier than 1 million people giving you $1 or, you know, 10 people giving you $100,000. But find that scale because you need a lot less customers than you think you do even to make $1 million.
By the way, I like that, niche busters. That's really creative.
Yeah. Thanks.
So you've worked with celebrities like Michael Gerber, Brian Tracy, I believe. I've seen you on Facebook with Gene Simmons maybe as well.
Yep.
A lot of people, you know, they have the misconception that they need to be a famous celebrity to build their brand fast. Can you explain why this helps? But, you know, it's not a requirement. And what you have learned from working with over 500 clients?
Yeah, sure. I'll quote my good friend. You know, he says, it's much easier to be rich than famous. And I completely agree. And so what you want to do is you want to be famous to the people who are looking for you. So I speak in stages all around the world. I have 1,600 clients in 29 countries. But the guy two houses down from me has no idea who I am, which is great. And so, but I'll go to certain seminars where, you know, people have been working with me or they get my newsletter, they're on my email list, and people will stop me for a picture and an autograph. And, you know, the cool thing is I can bounce in and out of the circles as I want to. And it's a humbling thing to have people, you know, want to get to know you, want to get your autograph, want to take a picture with you. You only need to be famous to the right people. And so my ego is not such that I need everyone to know who I am, but in a niche where I serve a lot of people like financial advisors or personal trainers or, or speakers or authors. I mean, I want those people to think I'm everywhere. So while I'm not on Good Morning America today, from blogs they read. So the whole point, again, is just niching down, figuring out the niche you want to serve, the best customer you can find. You can have multiple niches, by the way. There's no reason you can't. I mean, I do a lot of work. When I go to dental conferences, they know me as an expert on celebrity branding to dentists. When I go to a real estate conference, they know me as an expert on celebrity branding to realtors. They don't particularly know about each other, but it doesn't matter. I can serve both those audiences. And the reason why I do is because, you know, I can niche down. I can talk to a dentist in his language. I can talk to a real estate agent in different language because they all think they're different, although every business is fundamentally the same. But, so I'm everywhere that they're looking. Once I conquer one marketplace, I'm infiltrating it well. I probably have the money to go to another marketplace rather than trying to reach everyone at once and running out of gas halfway across the lake in a boat.
So what are some of the most common mistakes you often encounter, and how do you advise your clients on how to avoid them?
Well, one of the biggest mistakes I see people make is they say they want to get out there. They want to get exposure, which is not a bad thing to do, but exposure doesn't give you money. I'll say the mass media breeds two things, credibility and awareness, neither of which you can eat. If you want to actually eat, you have to have marketing behind that, you know, that mass media. And really, the key is having what we call the business trifecta, which is media, marketing, and PR all wrapped up in one campaign in order to make sure that you not only have the media to tell your story, you not only have the marketing to get the story out there, it's the vehicle to get the story out there, but you also have the PR that validates who you say you are, and people go to look for that on Google or wherever else they're going to go look. So the biggest mistake I see people make is they don't understand how media, marketing, and PR work together, and they'll go out and they'll do one thing. So they'll do media, they'll pay a lot of money for a great brochure, or they'll put out a book and they'll pay a lot of money to print the book and edit the book, but they don't have a marketing and PR campaign behind it to monetize the book. Or they'll go have a PR firm the PR firm will get them a newspaper interview or a TV interview, but it doesn't move the needle at all. They don't make any money. It's because they didn't have a marketing campaign and PR campaign behind it. So I'd say the biggest mistake I see a lot of people make is they don't understand how media marketing and PR play together, and the fact that if you don't have all three working together, you're really just wasting your time, energy, and effort.
So social media has grown a lot over the past few years. What I often see are a lot of people who take a cookie-cutter approach, establishing a presence on Facebook, Twitter, Google+, LinkedIn, but experience little engagement and capture only a small fraction of the fan base. What recommendations could you share on taking a creative approach and leveraging direct marketing and digital media channels?
Sure. Well, one of the things that I teach all my clients is that direct marketing is really what we call direct media. It can be digital or physical. It's all the concepts of creating media and sending them those media forms, whether they're sales letters or postcards or emails or whatever it is, to people who actually care, rather than, as we've talked about before, trying to reach out to the masses who don't care. So, you know, I love direct media for that and direct marketing for that. Where a lot of people miss it is that direct marketing lacks a lot of credibility because people know you are marketing to them. So what you have to do, what we call the secret formula for media success, is you've got to take mass media credibility. Like I talked about earlier, it just breeds credibility and awareness. But where it really works is by taking it and inserting it in your direct media or your direct marketing. So when someone comes to my Facebook page or my Twitter profile, they see that I'm an Emmy Award-winning director, that I've been on NBC, CBS, ABC, and Fox. I've been in USA Today, Wall Street Journal, Newsweek, on and on we go. Now I've got a voice that they're much more willing to listen to. And also, as long as I engage with them and keep the content interesting, then they're going to look to me for answers. And so, again, the real key is that, you know, in your direct marketing, you got to give them a reason to listen. So, again, that's I have media and PR to back up who I say I am and to make things interesting when I go out to use direct marketing.
So let's switch gears here. So in 2012, you won an Emmy for Jacob's Turn. Can you tell us more about that project and your work as a co-founder of Marketers for Good?
Sure, yeah. We actually just changed the name. You wouldn't know this yet, but Marketers for Good to Entrepreneurs International, because we have a lot more entrepreneurs than just marketers. That's how it started out. But yeah, I met Jacob's dad. Jacob's a little boy with Down syndrome, plays t-ball. Not all that unusual. But I met his dad in an airport when we were both crossing paths. We got to talking, and if you ever met his dad, Jim Titus never met a stranger. So he's a very nice guy. We got to talking. Somehow we exchanged info, and he shared a story his wife had written about his son's experience playing t-ball in a small town in Indiana, Floyd's Knobs, Indiana, and kind of what it meant to the community and what it meant to her that the community had supported them. But also the community was really thankful. They had learned just so much and kind of gotten over a lot of their fears of just the unknown, what they didn't know about Down syndrome and how cool it was that Jacob was one of the other kids and how hard he worked and all that stuff. So I fell in love with the story and went to a bunch of my friends and said, hey, a bunch of great marketers. I was having a mastermind at the Grammys actually at the time, which is the Grammys are this Sunday. I head out there tomorrow. So it was a few years ago this weekend essentially. And I asked them all, I read the story. There wasn't a dry eye in the room and said, this is a great story, but it needs to go further than the Floyd's Knobs Gazette or whatever that paper's called in Floyd's Knobs, Indiana. I want to make a movie on this, a short film, and will you guys support me? So I agreed to make them all executive producers or producers if they donate. And we made the movie, and it touched a lot of people's hearts, and we were blessed enough to win an Emmy with it. It's pretty cool.
So with so much going on, how do you stay grounded?
Well, I mean, I think I start every day grounded. I end every day grounded. I mean, for me personally, I've got a wife and three kids that keep me grounded. I have faith that keeps me grounded. I make sure, my kids and I, we pray before every meal. We pray before every night before bed. I mean, that's just what we do. And so, I know that, it may not resonate with everybody, but for those people who, believe in something, I know God put me here for a reason. It's to help people. My mission is to help the most people. So, I've been able to accomplish a lot of amazing things, through what I believe is divine intervention. And so I've been put here to do what I can do. And there's no use not being grounded. If my head's in the clouds, I can't do what I'm here to do. So, that's just kind of the way I look at things. And I'm happy to, I'm happy to help out anybody, answer emails or whatever. I mean, I can only do so much for so many people, but, I just feel like I'm called to help people, and that's what I like to do.
So can you share any details on some of the current projects you're working on?
Yeah, sure. I'm working on a new book with Jack Canfield and some of my clients called Dare to Succeed, which is going to be a bestseller that's going to be coming out in the late summer. I've got a new TV series. I've got a TV series that's on right now in biography called Profiles of Success. I'm working on a new TV series called Flippin' Good, which is going to air nationally. It's TV and documentary stuff. I just finished up a documentary on a nonprofit called Esperanza that does microloans and clean water in Dominican Republic and Haiti. I just finished a project that I'm editing now. We're in the editing phase of a movie about an orphanage in Mexico. We took about 20 of us down there, and you know, put together a library for them and a computer center for these orphans, and are helping them get educated and go to college and do lots of cool stuff. Not that we did it on our own. We're just standing, you know, just coming alongside the orphanage, which already has an amazing system, and just giving them some more resources. So, I mean, those are some things I'm working on. I've got a new TV series too. A lot of people are coming down in March and April to shoot three new TV series: America's Premier Experts, World Fitness Elite, and Health and Wellness Today. That'll air on NBC, CBS, ABC, and Fox. And we got a big feature in Fast Company coming up, where we're naming America's top business leaders. So those are a couple things we got going on.
Wow, sounds like you're really busy. So if someone wants to get in touch with you, what's the best way for listeners to connect with you, whether that's through your website, an email address, Facebook page?
Yeah, sure. They can just email Nick, N-I-C-K, at celebritybrandingagency.com. That's Nick at celebritybrandingagency.com. And you can find me there.
Very good. Well, that concludes our interview with Nick Nanton. Guys, I hope you really take something away from this. I mean, Nick is an amazing person. I mean, he's done so much. And like he said, I mean, it's all about creating your own personal brand and, you know, really creating your story. I mean, what is it that makes you so successful? Why does somebody want to connect with you? So, Nick, thank you very much for this opportunity.
My pleasure.
This concludes our interview with Nick Nanton. If you would like to listen to more podcasts featuring individuals who are doing social media and marketing right, please visit christiankonline.com.